This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we'll continue talking about the visit from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. Perdue stopped his RV in Rochester on Monday morning at the farm of Larry and Diana Beatty. I caught up with Larry after things slowed down in the afternoon, and he informed me that he was asked to host the secretary just a few weeks prior to the event. And after talking with his wife, Larry said they both agreed, and that's how I ended up in Rochester Monday morning. Larry, what did it mean to you today to host the USDA Secretary of Agriculture on your farm?
Oh, it was really an honor for us. It's great to have a hands-on secretary that thinks about us, you know. So it was good, special.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. It is very special. I thought it was neat. I live an hour away from here, but to hear that he's in Rochester, hey, that's pretty exciting. Larry, you've been involved with Illinois Farm Bureau. They're kind of the ones that helped orchestrate this event today. So share with us your involvement with Farm Bureau, even on the county level, and what you've done and if you've held any offices.
Yes. I was on the board for 9 years. I just tenured off this summer. I was president for 4 years of Sangamon County Farm Bureau. And about 3 weeks ago, Mark Gebhardt called me and wanted to know if I would be interested in hosting this. And I said, well, I'll get back to you. So I had to check with my wife. And so about an hour, I texted him back and said, sure, we'd be honored to do it. And it is an honor for us to do this. It really is.
Well, the shop looks spotless that we're standing in right now. So how much prep time did you have to do in cleaning before this day came?
Well, Saturday where we're standing, there was about 5 gallons of used oil that I had spilled. And my wife kind of lectured me on that, but we got it all cleaned up. And really, it hasn't been too bad. We, of course, washed it down and whatnot, but it hadn't taken us a lot of time. Andrew Larson with Illinois Farm Bureau, he's really the one that got this all together and did most of the legwork for her. So it's been great.
Well, awesome. I'm glad it's been a good experience for you. Tell us a little bit more about your farm. You mentioned you farm with your wife here. How many acres do you have, and, you know, just row crops, or what all do you do?
We're strictly corn, soybeans, and we farm about 2,600 acres, and, you know, we just do it. It's family, and it comes time to get the job done, and she works probably harder than I do, and I don't like to tell her that, but she probably does. And so it's enjoyable. We love farming, and we love for things like this to happen at our farm.
Was your dad a farmer? Is this a several generations family farm?
I was born and raised west of Edinburgh, and my dad did farm, and I grew up on a farm, and we had livestock. And once I got into farming myself, we no longer had livestock, but Di and I have farmed together for the past 14 years. And each of us have probably farmed for 42 years. So we've got some experience at it.
So I would say with all those years of experience and all the involvement with Illinois agriculture, it is an exciting day to have someone from Washington, D.C. stop by and take some time to visit your farm and talk to some of your local friends.
You bet it is. And, you know, Secretary Perdue, he is just a down-to-earth, just like I am. You know, he can tell me how long it takes for a peanut to grow and when it's maturity or cotton. And we talked about that over lunch. And he's got 14 grandkids, and I have 10. So we have a lot in common. And he's just a genuine good man.
I have to agree with you. Listening to him speak today, he has a sense of humor, and he's just like any of the farmers that I talk to, and just like yourself talking to you right now. Larry, several farmers mention and discuss their concerns for the upcoming farm bill and things that they'd like to see included and changed and things like that. What are some of your main concerns?
I think my main concern is to keep the federal crop insurance. That's a safety net for us that we need very badly. As Rich Giebert mentioned, in 2012 when we had the drought, crop insurance saved us, and Congress didn't have to go back and do a bailout package for us. So if they continue to keep a good, strong federal crop insurance, we'll be fine.
Any advice to farmers locally here or throughout Illinois, you know, whether that's to talk to your legislators and voice your concerns about the Farm Bill or advice for things that they should be doing to help make these things happen?
Yes, they should contact congressmen. They should involve themselves with committees or with meetings such as this where they get a chance to voice their opinions. You know, if you don't tell what's on your mind, they'll never know it. So it's important to be able to get out and talk about these things.
And I'd say farmers like yourself, you guys do the best job of explaining what you do and telling your story.
Exactly. You know, we live this life every day. We have the problems, you know, and we know what's best to take care of them. And so it's important that we relay that to our legislators.
And just like Larry, several other farmers shared the same concern about federal crop insurance, and this was Secretary Perdue's response.
Obviously, I think that's part of the progress that has been made in the 14 Farm Bill was that crop insurance program. I imagine everybody here, I don't know exactly how hard this area was hit in 2012,
right,
but we know what can happen. We've seen it happen to others. It's happening out west a little bit now. And a drought's always a terrible thing to watch, and we've certainly had our share in the southeast. There are two sectors in agriculture that didn't fare as well under the 14 Farm Bill, and you may not have that much here, but dairy and cotton. I didn't see many cotton fields coming in, but the cotton guys, because of the WTO case, sort of asked to be out of the Title I program. In the 14 Farm Bill, that was understandable. They were fearful they'd be sued again over that. But they didn't fare as well on the Stacks program and insurance. We got to look at that. Maybe in both of those, possibly severing the fiber and the cotton seed, which are sort of two distinct components. Just like you get ethanol out of corn, you can get cotton seed as a feed product and the fiber of cotton there, just on the dairy, where we also may need to separate the livestock that has a $20 million cap versus the product they produce, which is milk. So both of those sectors are probably two of the ones that need to be looked at well, but I'm glad you feel like the insurance program's done well on the cash grain guys, and I know that Congress will take that into consideration as well.
While at the meeting, I also ran into some Montgomery County Farm Bureau members. Randy Singler of Irving was brave enough to talk with me, and we discussed his concerns about the Farm Bill, and we also talked about how his crops look at home. Randy, what does it mean to you to have Secretary Perdue in Rochester? We're an hour from home. I think it's very exciting to have him from the USDA here. What are your thoughts?
It is exciting. I mean, it shows his concern for Central Illinois and for our part of the world. So it's great that he came here.
He was talking to several farmers here at the meeting and finding out their opinions and their concerns about the upcoming Farm Bill. You, being a farmer from Montgomery County, what are your concerns and you know, what do you want included and what do you think about when you think about the next Farm Bill?
Well, one thing that was mentioned was crop insurance, to keep crop insurance at the same level that it is now, so we have that safety net. Another topic that was mentioned was defeating WARDIS, so we have open trade market. One thing that was interesting that he mentioned was streamlining our offices, our FSA offices. So when you go in there, their systems aren't down, that you can sign up and not have to go back because the system isn't working. And that was a good point. Also, one person mentioned of rather than having to sign up each year for a program, to keep that process continuous until it was canceled.
So are these things that you've experienced? You've gone to the FSA office and you couldn't sign up the day that you finally had a chance to go, and also the having to sign up for each individual farm. Do you have the same issues? Is that kind of a pain in the butt, I guess I'd say? It seems like you have to do a lot more than you should just be able to sign one piece of paper.
Right. It takes a lot of time, and I personally haven't had the inconvenience of the system being down when I was there, but I know other people that have had that situation.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to see added, but is not part of the Farm Bill, but I would still like to see work done on the lock and down systems. That's been talked about for years, and it's still stagnated. And if that chain breaks, our prices are going to go down.
That's one thing that some people that aren't involved in agriculture might not think about, but you're not just taking your grain to the local elevator. It doesn't stay there. I mean, and even if you haul to St. Louis, it's getting put on a barge and then down the river it goes. So that infrastructure is very important, isn't it?
Very important. I mean, it affects our price because most of our grain is exported, but it also affects people in other areas that support ADM and the other ethanol plants because it sets a price level. And if that price level is lower, it's going to radiate down through the other buyers.
Well, Randy, thank you for your time. I would like to ask you now how things are going at home on the farm. I haven't heard an update from you yet. We started out really wet. We had some replants. It got really dry, and then we got some showers that saved us. So how do your crops look, and how have things been going?
They look well. They look good. But we're kind of shy on water. There's cracks I can stick my hand and almost up to my palm. So, we need a good drink.
Are you concerned about yield then with it being that dry, or do you still think you're going to have a pretty good crop?
I think it's going to be decent. I don't think it's going to be great, but I think it's going to be a good crop. Soybeans, they look good. The plants have a lot of foliage. They're still growing, but we're getting into the pod fill stage, and they're going to need some water for that.
Randy Singler of Irving, and this week's crop report aligns pretty well with what Randy had to say. Corn condition rated 47% good and 11% excellent. Corn silking reached 97% compared to 98% for the five-year average. Corn dough was at 57%, and that was unchanged from last year. And corn dented reached 9% compared to 14% for the five-year average. In soybeans, soybean condition rated 53% good and 11% excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 94% compared with 90% last year. Soybean setting pods were at 70% compared to 66% last year. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.